From the writings of Rabash, what are the two discernments before Lishma? In the state of Lo Lishma, a person feels that he is regarded as Israel. But when a person wants to begin the work of bestowal, meaning to have kelim, vessels, to receive inner light, when he wants to emerge from self-love, then he comes into the exile of Egypt. That is, then a person sees how he is remote from adhesion with the Creator in equivalence of form. Instead, whether in mind or in heart, the shell of Egypt governs. Again, in the state of Lo Lishma, not for her sake, a person feels that he is regarded as Israel. But when a person wants to begin the work of bestowal, meaning to have kelim, vessels, to receive inner light, when he wants to emerge from self-love, then he comes into the exile in Egypt. That is, then a person sees how he is remote from adhesion with the Creator in equivalence of form. Instead, whether in mind or in heart, the shell of Egypt governs. The Ten on Duty for today. Yokneam, Moscow, number 9, Venezuela, Africa, and Petah Tikva 10, number 15. Workshop question. In which case is the klipa, the shell of Egypt, considered positive? In which case does the control, the governance of Egypt, considered positive? Every case that a person is cognizant of, aware of, is under the rule of Egypt, and it's positive if he recognizes that. Yes, if we're in a process of spiritual development, and we enter Egypt in order to enlarge the vessels, then it is positive. Anything that is discovered out of the effort to connect, to come to the next degree, even if it's discovered as opposite, contrary, it's still positive. We can say that everything that comes to the Creator, which is pertaining to our spiritual development, is always a positive. It's like from not for her sake, we come to for her sake. It's a necessary stage, an important one. It's the discovery of the Creator, His revelation, nothing less. It's a degree that we go through, but it's just as necessary as the land of Israel and the temple. Yes, the recognition of the control of Egypt is a very important one. It brings one to a direct into direct contact with the upper force. Perhaps the intention... Well, we discover it in the effort to connect amongst ourselves, and that's more of a positive than discovering it through an awakening from above, which is perhaps less a positive part of the process.
Within the rule of Egypt, too, there are various discernments. 7 years of hunger, 7 years of satiation, when you feel awareness and lack of awareness in this state. But even if we study about it, and even if we are aware of it or not, it's all part of the correction process. Yeah, it's quite big to reach the awareness of the rule of Egypt. And also, they didn't say positive towards what? With respect to the ego, there's actually a time where you discover a lot of pleasures of this world, so towards the ego, that's positive.
I don't have anything to add. It all depends on the way you use it and the manner of use. If we discover the control, the governance of Egypt, it brings us closer to correction, so obviously it's positive.
As we said, that everything on the way to correction is positive. So towards this question too, we have to agree between us that we are going through this lesson as a 10 that copes with the material and the light as a 10. I agree.
Agreed.
Yeah, it's wonderful that there's an opportunity to be among the friends now and make an effort to get closer to these discernments of unity and connection between us.
Egypt is also a state which the Kabbalists tell us we have to constantly remember and be reminded of. Every day one must see himself as if he came out of Egypt and so on. It just shows how necessary this state is. They didn't say about other things that you need to do this every day, so there's some kind of catch here.
So again, how can we support each other in order to exit Egypt? How can we support each other in order to come out of Egypt?
We only need to support one another so as to come to a cry to the upper force. And if we come to that cry, that shout, he will bring us out of Egypt.
We have to make sure there's greatness of the Creator for each other. I think it's in simple things. It's to try to realize everything we've got and try to help each other, and that requires the help of the friends.
Generally, help needs to arrive when it's difficult. Meaning to be there for the friends when there's difficulty. And this comprises the greatness of the goal and the importance of it and the confidence that we give each other and the connection between us.
We have to think about it that we cannot discover these discernments one towards himself. The more we try, the more we make an effort to connect between us, the more we can sense and develop the spirituality within every one of us.
Yes, perhaps to support the friend is the spiritual reward. It's essentially where I aspire to get to. So this can happen with the help of the reforming light, which will bring me to that state slowly.
Egypt is a kind of a quicksand that you can't get yourself out of. It forces us to be in our root, to be together in a new level. So it's not like the friends are, it's great, a few friends to come out of Egypt with. It's more like it's impossible to leave Egypt without friends and connection.
And it's something we can do right now, that support.
Friends, we remind you that we don't use phones during the lesson. We will be reading from Shamati, Article 86, and they build storms.